Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Tech with Jess.
With Rano. Tech forward design. Google built in. And up to 50 apps. Rethink Rano.
Now, you've been road testing a new watch.
I have. The fitness wearable market is pretty saturated, and it has been for some time. But one landed on my desk recently, and it caught my attention for a few reasons. It's the Google Pixel Watch 4. So we recently in the studio had some of the new Google Pixel 10 phone lineup, and this is their sort of cream of the crop in terms of wearables. At a glance, it looks similar enough to previous iterations. Google has that beautiful circular design on the face. So Apple and others go for a square boxier design. This is circular. And the screen itself, it's almost like a slight bubble. It looks like a contact lens. You know, it kind of is slightly elevated. It's a beautiful design, but it now has an even brighter display. So it's up to 3000 nits. So that means that if you're in a brightly lit office, as we are now, or if you're out and about, you can see the screen very clearly, regardless of where you are. I found the watch super comfortable. The straps that come in the box, they're that sort of silicone material that are very easy to clean. So if you're someone who is wearing it while exercising, you can just give them a bit of a wipe down and they're not going to get gunky or dirty or whatever it is. And in terms of the functionality, this is where it stands out. So it now has an IP68 rating. That means that you can go for a swim with it, which is great. So you can take it into the pool with you. You can also get the benefit of a slightly bigger battery. So the battery's only a teeny tiny little bit better on the spec sheet, right? But because of the AI and because of the processor that's in this, it's working much harder with what it has. So the previous version, I only got barely through my workday with it. Mm-hmm. Whereas with this one, I got through a day and a bit. So say mid-morning, I'd pop it onto the charger. One of my few little niggles with this watch is that it's yet another specific cradle that you need to have to charge the watch.
If you can't find the cradle, you're bunched.
Absolutely bunched. And so there's been a few times during my trial period where I, again, get to say 11 or half 11 in the morning and I realise I'm down to 2% and I can't charge the battery. And sure, when you get these wearables, you're less inclined to walk unless you're measuring the steps because you want your barriers out there, your rewards at the end of the day. It's worth noting that the Hey Google integration, the Google AI integration in this watch is fantastic. You do feel a little bit like Michael from Knight Rider or a Power Ranger. You can just lift your wrist, say, Hey Google, and get whatever it is that you want done.
Do you have to have your phone in your pocket for all of this?
No. So now it does make a difference when in terms of getting the functionality. So say, for example, if I wanted to say send a message to whomever, but once it's on the Wi-Fi network at home or whatever it is, it does the job for you.
If you're out and about jogging, unless you have your phone, it won't.
You can still, again, engage with certain things. So for example, I logged some of my music, stored some of my music on the watch, left the phone at home, went for my run, was able to use the functionality of the watch and some of the smart features in terms of stopping and starting and all the rest. So it does the job very, very well. The other thing to note is that obviously Google now owns Fitbit. So the fitness tracking is all very familiar to anyone who's ever owned a Fitbit. I'm obsessed with my sleep. So it builds up a sleep profile of you and it gives you tips and tricks on how to improve your sleep. All in all, I have to say it is very impressive. It's €400. It starts from €400 for the 41 millimeter version. And then you can go up to €450 for the 45 millimeter version. It is a beautiful watch. Now, I've completely gone off smartwatches. I just don't want another screen on my wrist at the moment. That's a personal choice. But of all of the ones that I've tried out in the last wee while, I have to say it is up there.
Okay, that's the, what's it called? Pixel Watch 4.
That's the one.
Okay, now questions coming in. looking to buy a laptop for about €600. Any suggestions? Is it good to buy now or wait until the Black Friday sales kick in at the end of November?
So all of the stores, and I spent a bit of time on Monday, was that yesterday? Yes, yesterday afternoon with some of the tech providers, and they all pretty much have their Black Friday deals on already. So you can get good value at the moment. In terms of €600, it is always good to have an idea of your budget, but it's more important to know what you want the laptop to do, because you can get a phenomenal laptop for writing emails, your Word docs, watching a bit of Netflix for €300. Or if you want something that has a graphics card, you may have to spend that bit more. In terms of something that's in your price bracket that is very powerful, and again, more powerful than just sending emails and so on, the new Samsung Galaxy Book 4. I don't know if you've seen this. I saw this in a store yesterday. It is beautiful. It's a 15.6 inch screen. It has the Snapdragon X processor, 16 gigs of RAM, 256 gigs of storage, and it's 549. I saw that in the Harvey Norman Black Friday sale at the moment, down from €800.
Wow,
so
good.
In terms of spec, it is a box ticker for sure.
Can you ask Jess this? I have an Acer Chromebook, 4 years old. When I go to Google Play Store to download certain apps, it states that my device does not support such apps, even though I can download them on my mobile. Any idea what is preventing this on my Chromebook?
Yeah, it's the operating system. So this is something, and actually there's another Windows 11 update coming out today, as it happens. But that sounds to me like a software issue. So the apps that are out there at the moment are being optimized for Windows 11. I'm assuming that your four-year-old Acer is running Windows 10, therefore compatibility is an issue. You may not be able to upgrade to Windows 11 on that device. And unfortunately, there's nothing you can do about that except for getting a new device.
Last one, and very briefly, my Insta account was hacked a few weeks ago. The phone number, email and password all changed, so I have no way of getting back in. I'm being sent around in circles between the help pages and a logon page. Is there any way that you know that I can get to the point of recording a video selfie to verify it is me and that is my account?
Yeah, email me techtalk@newstalk.com, and what I'll do is I'll send you the link.
Okay, very good. Jess Kelly, thank you very much. And that's all we have time for.
Tech with Jess.
With Renault. Tech forward design. Google built in. And up to 50 apps. Rethink Renault.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.